Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for January 28th, 2019. I'm Rich Stravolino. Alex Heath with Cheddar reports that, according to sources, Apple is in the early stages of planning a subscription game service, offering unlimited access to a bundle of games for a subscription fee. Apple reportedly began private discussions with game developers on the service in the second half of 2018. The report also stated that Apple has had talks with developers about directly publishing titles, assuming distribution, marketing, and other related costs. Pricing and the types of games the service might include are unknown. On January 25th, the National Labor Relations Board voted 3-1 that drivers for the Dallas-based shuttle service Super Shuttle were contractors, not employees. The ruling was based on the idea that Super Shuttle drivers had total autonomy to set their own work schedule. Unlike Uber, Super Shuttle drivers were actually employees until 2005, when the company switched to a franchise model. While the drivers can set their own schedules, Super Shuttle sets the fares, the drivers are required to meet a code of conduct, maintain vans with Super Shuttle branding, and undergo 16 hours of driving training annually. The Japanese government approved a law amendment that would allow employees of the National Institute for Information and Communications Technology to survey Internet of Things devices in the country. Under the supervision of the Ministry of Internal Affairs and Communication, NICT employees will be able to use default passwords and password dictionaries to attempt to log into IoT devices. The institute will then compile a list of insecure devices and pass that on to authorities and ISP. The surveys will kick off in February and aims to look at over 200 million devices on both consumer and business networks. The hope is to secure these devices ahead of the 2020 Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo. The Illinois Supreme Court dismissed an appeal that would have rolled back the state's Biometric Information Privacy Act, which requires consent for companies to collect biometric markers. The case involves a lawsuit against Six Flags, which allegedly fingerprinted a minor without parental consent. Six Flags argued that the plaintiff had to show tangible injury in order to be held liable. The court, however, ruled that a person need not have sustained actual damage beyond violation of his or her rights under the act, and that any expensive business paid to meet the law's requirement were small next to the substantial and irreversible harm biometric information can cause if not properly safeguarded. Dropbox announced plans to acquire the electronic signature company HelloSign for $230 million in cash, the largest acquisition in the company's history. HelloSign will operate independently, with CEO Joseph Walla reporting directly to Dropbox Senior Vice President of Engineering and Product, Quentin Clark. Dropbox will continue to work with other electronic signature providers after the acquisition. In a note to investors, NVIDIA lowered Q4 revenue guidance, citing deteriorating macroeconomic conditions, particularly in China. The company now expects Q4 revenue of $2.2 billion, down 19% from their original $2.7 billion guidance. NVIDIA said both data center and gaming divisions would see declining revenue, specifically citing the crowded channel inventory following the end of the cryptocurrency mining boom for the gaming side. And finally, the analyst firm Canalys published a report showing smartphone shipments in China fell 14% in 2018, reaching their lowest level since 2013, for a total of 396 million units, so still a lot. This marks the second straight year of decline after a 4% drop in 2017. The Chinese smartphone market also consolidated, with the top five manufacturers now claiming 88% of shipments in 2018, up from 73% the year before. Huawei and Vivo bucked the trend and saw shipments grow by 16% and 9% respectively. Oppo and Xiaomi saw single-digit declines, with Apple declining 13% on the year and maintaining their number 5 spot in the country. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.